Philip Lima, you're a Boston-based musician, and you'll be soloing in two pieces coming up in the second half of this evening's program, Simple Gifts by Aaron Copland, and It Ain't Necessarily So from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. What vocal changes will you be making, Philip Lima, as you move from Simple Gifts to Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So?
The Simple Gifts is a very gentle piece. The composer has asked for a very gentle and soothing approach to the music, so I'll be trying to sing it in that way. The Porgy and Bess piece is really sassy, so there's a chance there in the Porgy and Bess piece maybe not to sing as beautifully as I would in the Copland, but maybe a little more, with a little more sense of maybe tongue-in-cheek. There may be a few times here or there in the piece where I actually speak the text as opposed to sing it. There may be times when I also decide to improvise a little bit and sort of go off the musical script in order to underline a meaning or maybe to stress a double entendre or something like that. So the Gershwin presents an opportunity to be perhaps a little freer with the voice than the Copland would.
I'm dying to ask you to give us a little demonstration of what sassy sounds like.
Well, sassy might sound just a little more like that than as we've been speaking in the last minute or so.
Now, you grew up in New Bedford, Massachusetts. You were born there.
Zip code 02740.
How did you discover your singing voice? I assume you didn't always have the baritone that you have today.
For sure, I didn't. I sang a little bit in school, in choirs, choir in church, chorus in school, and somehow made it through a musical as a senior in high school, but never really was that interested in singing, particularly classical singing.
Was there sort of a moment when you just knew that yours would be a life in music?
Very early on, I knew that music would be always very important in my life, but the idea of committing myself to singing and trying to bring joy and pleasure to people through the singing voice was something that didn't really occur to me until after a number of years of study and lots of encouragement by folks, a final realization that, gee, this might be something I should try.
I'm speaking with Philip Lima, a baritone who will be soloing in the second half of tonight's performance with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. Is it different singing in an outdoor venue like you'll be in tonight at Roger Williams Park compared with a small venue or a concert hall?
Typically in these sorts of outdoor orchestra concerts, one is not wearing a body mic, but is singing into a stationary mic. So one really can't move around that much. I like to move a little bit when I sing. So there's a bit of a constraint there. Another difference is simply about distance. Audience is typically much farther away than in a concert hall or in an opera theater. So there's the challenge of trying to continue to connect with folks who are rather distant. And finally, there's the outdoor reality that sometimes Mother Nature may have some plans that you hadn't counted on. There have been situations in outdoor concerts where I've swallowed a mosquito.
You do have to open your mouth to sing.
You do have to open your mouth. And so I have been fortunate that little bit of extra protein intake has taken place when I had a chance to actually take a break, had a few measures of silence in the music, chance to swallow and reset. Some differences there.
Hopefully not too many bugs this evening. Aside from that, what's the most challenging moment for you in tonight's program?
I think the most challenging moment is actually the performance of the national anthem. Everybody knows it. Everybody wants it sung and performed well. So I guess the most challenging moment in the program is that moment before I sing the first note of the national anthem.
Do you have some mental tricks that you use to deal with that kind of pressure when you're on stage?
One of the tricks I use is to imagine my singing teacher sitting in the front row watching me taking notes.
That makes you less nervous?
It allows me to collect myself and impose discipline on myself. Gee, I know how I'm supposed to do it, and therefore I'm going to do it that way.
And once you get through that sort of that first note, then is performance something that you enjoy?
Performing is one of the great privileges, I think, that we have. We performers are able to bring joy, real joy, to people. Performing is a tremendous privilege.
Philip Lima is a baritone. He'll be soloing this evening with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much. This has been a great pleasure.